Lisa and Pete love the freedom of starting work later in the day. To ensure your aging relatives still enjoy their freedom, see stivesomecare.com.au.
Yesterday was quite the day just after 5 o'clock.
Yep.
We played Pressure Test and we had Mel from Gosnells and she won the $500 and this is how it sort of went down.
Wait, are you saying I won?
Yeah,
you won.
You won.
Oh my God.
$500.
Oh my God, I can eat.
Oh, you can eat.
Oh, no, come on. Are you serious?
Is that
really?
Bad?
I'm serious. We're that broke.
Oh, well, I said $500. We couldn't be happier to pass that your way thanks to Automasters. Oh,
wow.
Oh my God, I'm so happy.
Far out, Mel.
That makes us happy.
It really does.
Are you at that noodle end of the month, Mel?
At the moment, we only feed our kid. So sometimes it goes several days without eating. I am going to flip and my husband's going to flip.
Oh, great.
And we're all getting a bit teary.
Yes.
Because Mel is, because she's here with us right now.
Yes.
It's so great to have you.
Reacting
in
that way. Everyone does when they first hear themselves on the radio. That doesn't
really
sound
do.
Like me.
So, hey, how you doing?
Overwhelmed.
Yeah. Well, you touched a nerve with a lot of people yesterday, Mel. I mean, people sometimes, you know, they do share with us things like that, but we never had the response. And I can only put it down to the genuineness of how you sounded.
Yeah.
People started calling and saying, we love Mel. We want to help in any way we can.
We were inundated, Mel.
That was incredible when I heard that this morning.
Just to give you an idea, I mean, Simon from Balga won the Caller of the Day prize yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Which was $150 to spend at Pasta Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And he rang back straight away. Or in fact, when we rang him to tell him, he said, no, can you please give that to Mel and her family?
Oh, no. Really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Right. I mean, there's just something there for you, right? But we wanted to get you in here today because we were blown away, not just by your story, but the people calling.
Yeah,
just to talk to you about your situation, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. You mentioned in that audio that you and your husband, you do have a child, and we found out talking to you off the air, he's a six-year-old, he's mm-hmm. about to go to school and all that sort of stuff. And to hear that, you know, you guys as parents don't eat.
And this isn't an uncommon situation in our so-called lucky town. People doing the right thing, doing everything they can, and then just not having enough to make it meet and just being able to feed the kids and not themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have quite a few stories. A bunch of my friends
I bet
sent
you do.
Them through and said, Mel, can you share this?
Yeah.
But yeah, for instance, there's a friend who is a friend of a friend. She's from New Zealand and her husband abandoned her pretty much and she has to feed three kids on $60. $60 a fortnight, period.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's unreal,
that's
isn't
crazy.
It? So tell us about your story. You know, it's money's tight.
Yeah.
And what's the reason for that?
Downturn. No one can afford to spend money in our shop anymore. So my hours have been cut right down.
Mm-hmm.
My husband can't find better work. Mm. He works in security for basically minimum wage and he can't find better work. And essentially it's just spiraling.
Yep.
And our debts are going up and up. Our electricity bill has just skyrocketed and we can never pay it off. So we're constantly having to pay a certain amount to electricity, certain amount to water, keep it going just so we don't get cut off. And then at the end of it, we're wondering, okay, do we have any money for food? Yes, a little.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then we have to really, really stretch it out. And
So when you say, you know, you and your husband sometimes go without eating so your child can eat, I mean, how often are we talking here and how long can that last for?
I think the longest we went was for about a week. This was, we were on a cup of soups.
Yeah.
Once a day. And that was it.
Yeah.
And it can go for, like, sometimes our worst time was 6 months it was doing that. Oh. That was every month. For a week, not eating.
More with Mel soon on Mix 94.5. Mel is here with us. She won $500 in our show and told us that she regularly skips meals for days to feed her son, her and her husband. Here's the second half of the interview.
Because so many people want to help. You know, what can we do? What can we make, you know, things better? Is the most practical thing would be for you to try to find a few more hours of work? Because your work is very... niche.
Tell us what you do.
I mean, Pete's so excited.
I love it.
What you do.
It's great.
I'm a leather crafter for geeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I
instantly hit you up about building the A Legend of Zelda, Link from the Legend of Zelda, Nintendo game outfit. And but obviously that sort of stuff comes with people having high disposable incomes, and we're just not seeing a lot of that now. Yeah.
Yeah. All in all, I'll be willing to work anywhere at the moment, full time. If I can work full time, we can get all our debts paid off, we can get everything done, and we can start paying off the big debts, which are holding us back from owning our own house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, just finding a job, a stable job, and also spreading the word that there's a lot of people doing it tough.
And you're happy to try anything, and there's obviously lots of things you can do. And should anyone want a full chainmail, you know, suit?
Yeah, not chainmail.
Well, leather or a suit of armor or whatever. Mel is your girl. But in the meantime,
I'll give you my business card.
Yes, definitely.
So, I mean, ultimately, it would be amazing to have full-time work.
Yeah.
You know, at the very least, part-time, just getting as many hours across the table
more than
as possible.
4 to 8 hours a fortnight.
Yes.
All right. Well, we already have somebody ringing, so we're going to find out what's going on here. Now,
I'm trying not to. I'm watching my language.
Are there any hours that you just are absolutely cancelled out, like because you've got your boy and so you are committed
Tuesday
to
Tuesday afternoons is pretty much it.
Right. Oh, otherwise you're good.
Yeah.
Well, now that's pretty workable, isn't it?
Well, I mean, to me, this just sounds like somebody who is genuinely out there to go, look, yes. I just need work. I need a hand.
I'm pretty sure she'll follow through and not let you down.
By all means. All right. Well, listen, look, stay with us, Mel. Somebody has called up and we'll take the call off the air and just see how it goes. Yeah. But look, we can't tell you and obviously the people listening how much it touched
isn't
our hearts.
Isn't it nice
your story
that is, people are still good? It's most of them.
Look, I love you, Perth. You are wonderful, but sometimes you scare me.
But it's just that. I think it's the fact that, you know, when we did speak to you yesterday, you're going through these things where I'd be tearing my hair out and you sounded
it's
so happy
stress.
And bubbly.
That's what got everyone.
You come through and you come out the other side and then you just got to deal with it.
Yeah, but not everyone does. You're a real inspiration in that department. And that's
there are people doing
everyone.
It worse than me and doing way better at me and dealing with it.
I rest
just
my case.
That.
All right. Look, we do have somebody who's just called up.
All right.
We'll just take the call and just, you know, see where we go. Marion, are you there?
Hi, Marion.
I'm here.
Right.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Talk to us, Marion.
Look, where I work at the moment, we are hanging out to find somebody reliable.
Yeah.
That is prepared to work. Now, once you find out what I do for a living, you might go, ugh.
I don't think Mel's going to be too, worried.
All right. I change sanitary bins.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. I work from 7 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm on the road all day.
Yep.
I get to meet different people, hang out, see all different bathrooms.
Yep.
But I know my boss is screaming out to find somebody that wants a job and will stay with us longer than a couple of months.
All right.
Right. All right, Marion. Thank you.
Mel's certainly not looking like she's put off, Marion.
Yeah.
She's not going, oh, God, I don't want to walk into a male toilet or I don't want to do this or that.
Well, I think that's why we all fell in love with Mel, because we got the feeling that she wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling, Marion.
Thank you, Marion.
All right, look.
Give me a ring.
Yeah, no worries. We'll grab your details. We've got them off the air. Our producer Kat has them. So there you go. Look,
we're off to a start.
We're off to a flyer. All right.
Marion.
Mel, we have somebody else is calling up now. We have a little something. Have we got it in the studio, Lise?
We've got at least this.
Well, it's a bottle of champagne.
For you and your husband to have tonight, at the very least, to start things off. Yes.
And of course, you've got the $150 that Simon gave up.
I get that. Are you sure he doesn't want that back?
No, he's like, yes, please give it to her. She needs
He was another one
to.
Of our legends
oh my
we
God,
had yesterday.
Simon, whoever you are, seriously, all the good kudos.
Yes.
$500 is on the way as well from Autobahn. And then, you know, we'll take the calls
and
as they come
through. And we're
making
a list.
So, yeah.
Jeez. All right.
All right, Mel.
See? Mm-hmm. Things pay off sometimes when you're just a nice person.
I've got to pay this forward so hard.
I think you will.
And thank you, Perth, for reaching
thank
out
you,
with
Perth.
Your heart.
Thank you, Perth, so much.
You guys are the best. Because I'm happy. Clap along if your iTunes account has been approved. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel that downloading is the truth. Get the update on what to download. It's Dan the Internet with Lisa and Pete. Now, a different day today. Usually we do you on a Wednesday.
Yes, you do.
You know, it was the weekend and we're feeling frisky.
Don't excite the nut.
I think I've cracked this joke before, but that song needs an update. Should we do Shiny Appy People?
Shiny Appy People, yes. Why not? That'd be good.
Now, as you guys know, it's an internet policy to keep life as stress-free as possible,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
We say that with your work.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. This is doing all the rage. Colouring in for adults. Have
you seen
it?
My mum's into it. I bought her colouring in books for Christmas.
They've done an app. Colourfy. No. And apparently, they claim it's good for stress. Like, I've got this flower, you just pick a spot and go boom, and it makes it green. Perfect. Mm. No, so the lines.
Can you go outside the lines?
Like, no, literally spot on.
Yeah, it's more like rendering.
It's more like
rendering. Digital rendering.
Like part of that whole stress thing is the actual colouring, pencil. Yeah. And not for me, it doesn't work stressful for me because I go outside. And I go in all different directions too. I'm a crap colourer. Yes, I always have been.
By the way, just quickly, Crayola got rid of a colour today.
Which one?
What one was
not
it?
Not tickle pink.
No, it was dandelion.
It was dandelion.
Oh, dandelion.
So a type of yellow, I guess.
What an anticlimax. I was hoping for something like, you know, something that would really be, oh, well, I can't believe it. Like that blue red or yellow.
Cerulean. Dandelion. Said, yes.
What are you doing? Like, who cares?
Well, there you go. So I'll chuck that up on your Lisa and Pete homepage. Okay. There's a link there to the. Now, here's the other one. Pete, you're going to love this. Mm. It's combined one of our hates with one of our true loves.
Okay.
The hates being exercise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Any gamer worth their salt hates exercise, but loves games.
You know, you don't have the monopoly.
It's an exercise app called Zombies Run.
Ooh. Oh my God, this sounds amazing.
I'll read you the synopsis. Okay. Only a few have survived the zombie epidemic. You are a runner en route to one of humanity's last remaining outposts. They need your help to gather supplies, rescue survivors, and defend their homes. Play by walking, jogging, or running in the real world. So you actually start the thing, and it tells you, you know, you start walking, and all of a sudden go, zombies are coming, run, and you have to start running.
Oh my God, this is amazing. That was a sell that they tried to
make.
Like
Marathon Man on the cover.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
That every sort of nerd out there tried with Pokemon Go. They're like, no, it's good for exercise. It gets you outside or around.
Essentially, it's got a story mode, and you listen to the story, and then it's essentially telling you to walk for a bit and then run for a bit and then walk for a bit. Little different way to do exercise, I guess. So worth a shot for all those gamers out there like me and Pete. So Zombies Run. Run!
Run, zombie, run, zombie, run.
Thank you, Dan the Internet.
Right, is there any game on thing you need to have a freak out about? Away you go.
No April Fool's. Tomorrow's a big day for us, isn't it, Pete?
Tomorrow's a massive day.
What's happening? All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Game on! It's game and time. Excellent!
Game on! Game on! Really getting excited.
It's game and time. Excellent!
We're convinced that Mike Myers is going to come find us and sue the pants off us for that. But anyway.
So what you're hearing, and thank you so much, Lise, because you're such an avid supporter of Game On.
I am an avid supporter of everything you do.
Thank you. Game On Australia is the podcast Dan and I do.
Yep.
And we've launched a website.
GameOnAus.com, GameOnAus.com.
Uh-huh. And tomorrow being April Fool's Day, you will be able to hear the Game On Australia podcast on your Qantas and Jetstar flight.
Oh,
and
see, that's not a joke. That is huge. That's not a joke. Huge.
Yes.
The only one.
The only one.
The only one.
Congratulations.
Thank you
God
so
knows
much,
how Lise. It happened, but
we
it
have
happened
no idea. So, yes, thank you. And thank you, Lise.
Pleasure.
We'll give you that $50 later.
Appreciate it.
Yes.
It's Lisa and Pete. Bye, Dan.
Bye.
Lisa and Pete look after each other. It's part of being a team. To ensure your aging parents are looked after at home, team up with St. Ives Home Care. St. Ives Home Care.com.au.